I came from a country visit, in an official country visit in Brazil a few months ago, and I saw the situation myself, similar to what happened in that place where these killings were done. I went to three other places in Mato Grosso where the people have told me that they were also subjected to these kinds of evictions, and in fact they showed to me the bullet wounds that some of the people received in those communities. I went to three communities in Mato Grosso where the Kiowa Guarani were also the ones living there.
So what do you think the government on a local and a national level should be doing?
Well, I think that they should really complete the process of land demarcation of these lands, which are really traditionally owned and inhabited by the Kiowa Guarani. They started, like, they recognized this as indigenous lands, but there are other steps which they haven't completed yet, like the studies that need to be done, as well as the ratification by the president of the validity of the titles being sought by the people. And I think that's what the government should do, because if the process is completed, then it's not easy for the paramilitary or security of the agribusiness people to just evict them.
What else do you think can be done to make the indigenous people less vulnerable in Brazil?
I think that there needs to be a much more sustained pressure on the government to do what they need to do and to comply with their obligations to international human rights law, and also to the ILO Convention 169, which is a convention on indigenous peoples, which they have ratified. So I think there should be more pressure done so that they will also stop the paramilitary from doing these kinds of actions. The FUNAI, which is the indigenous national institution, should be strengthened further so that they will be able to protect the indigenous people. As it is right now, they have cut the budget of FUNAI by 30%, and this has weakened considerably the actions that they can take at the local level. And thirdly, they should also strengthen the state prosecutors so that they will be able, because the state prosecutors are the ones who can stop the eviction. You know, if there are already some orders for eviction, the state prosecutors can come out with orders to stop the eviction. So I think the state prosecutor should be strengthened as well.
So specifically, what kind of help do you think the UN and its system can give?
Well, I think the UN should continue to monitor the kinds of the developments in Brazil, especially after this political crisis, because many of those who have assumed the post are the ones who are also supporting, or they are even the big landowners themselves. And I think that there should be more monitoring from the UN so that democratic processes and the checks and balances in relation to preventing abuses can be done. Otherwise, it's the other institutions who can balance the power of the executive will also be weakened, and that is already being seen. So I think that there should be a constant monitoring and dialogue between the UN and the Brazilian representatives, the Brazilian government.
According to Global Witness, a record number of environmental campaigners were killed across the world in 2015. What does that mean to you, and do you think it'll be any better this year?
Well, of course, I hope that it should be better this year, because as the trend, the trend shows, and this is very worrying, the trend shows that it is worsening. But I hope that with the intervention of the United Nations, a stronger assertion of indigenous peoples, and the support that is given by the other states, other governments, as well as NGOs, will be strengthened so that these kinds of killings will be abated and will be reduced significantly. I think that this level of killing is unacceptable, and everybody has to contribute their part to stop this kind of illegal actions being taken against environmentalists, and particularly against indigenous people. More than 40% of those people who were listed by the Global Witness are indigenous persons themselves. I would certainly call on people who are concerned to really strengthen their protests against these kinds of behaviors from people who are undertaking these kinds of actions. And I will call on strongly on the state, on the state of Brazil, the government of Brazil, to also really comply with their obligations and to respect the rights of indigenous peoples in Brazil. These rights to the land have already been recognized. They need to just complete the processes so that the rights of indigenous peoples will be better protected.